Satnam, everybody. July 17th, 2013, an 8-day, which is double fours, the sign of infinity, the connection with the pranic body, and the four, of course, is the fourth chakra or the fourth body. The fourth body being the neutral mind, the fourth chakra being the heart chakra, where we have the double triangles, the lower triangle and the upper triangle meeting at the heart chakra, and when we can bring our consciousness down from the heavens and up from the earth, they can meet in the heart chakra. And then when those two points of energy configurations meet at the heart chakra, then they can spin interdimensionally. And when they spin interdimensionally, then we can actually send light out into the field that can be picked up by the field, so to speak, by the divine field, by other people's heart chakra field. And now we can experience the field of oneness and move into synchronization, collaboration, and co-creation. And that's what's happening right now on the planet, is that we're learning how to not only spin our heart chakras interdimensionally, but spin with more and more of the upper dimensional fields or chakras of the first, we talk about the first through the 10 dimensions, we call it 10 dimensions, 10 bodies, to the 11th dimension of mastery. So we're learning how to sync up all of these dimensions so that we're moving into being able to be divine co-creators and being able to access the portals of light that can take us through and take us out of, as we've been chatting on the phone, out of the, I don't know what, limited awareness of just linear 3D consciousness. We're learning how to become more aware of more dimensions, more light going on. So when we were talking about, we were giving the example of watching TV, how, for me, it's becoming more and more difficult to even watch TV at all. I turned on one program last night, but that was the first one I've turned on in a week. And it just seemed really strange. So there is becoming more awareness of the situations and energies that are not spinning on, not bringing through more consciousness, more frequencies, more awareness of light, being lined up with what's available. So astrologically, to kind of understand a little bit of this, what the universe is working with us on right now is we have so many planets in water signs, in Cancer, Sun in Cancer still. We talked about Jupiter in Cancer last week. We have Mercury in Cancer. We have Black Moon Lilith, which is a position opposite the moon. It's like the shadow, the dark side of the moon in Cancer. So that's the unconscious. We have Mars in Cancer, and the Mars energy, of course, is Aries energy. It's the masculine, but we're trying to get into the divine masculine with Mars in Cancer balanced with the divine feminine, which we've talked quite a bit about on other calls. And we have Venus in Leo, still in Mercury retrograde, and we are, today we have Moon in Scorpio, so we have a lot of water. So water being the building block of life, and water has a certain geometrical configuration. So when we talk about the heart chakra and the lower and the upper triangle meeting at the heart to spin interdimensionally, Yogi Bhajan tells us that human, we know the term, H-U-E-M-A-N, man meaning mind, and hu meaning life. He said, until we can actually live from the heart chakra, we're not really human, we're not humans, we're not emitting the frequency of light. So until we can emit this frequency of light of the heart chakra, we can't interface beyond 3D. this is the most pivotal piece that I think we're becoming very, very clear about, the way we're experiencing all these different energies and the way we're perceiving what's going on around us and the way we're experiencing. We all gave different examples of how we're experiencing the quote-unquote drama going around us, rather than just staying connected to the pure light and the pure truth and just asking the questions. How can we collaborate in this moment to bring, to synergize with the light that's coming through, to bring forth more light? So that's the question to ask, rather than, you know, all the reactions, all the judgments, all the things that kind of bring the energy down, rather than raise the energy to a higher frequency, a higher vibration, so that we can interface with these frequencies that are working with the water element, and it's a geometric formation. So when we get to the sixth dimension, which is sacred geometry, which is the third eye or arc line, which is the vision, now we're moving into the field of co-creation. So with all the planets in these water signs, what we have is we have a grand trine with water signs. So it's the flow, it's our harmonious flow, because it's a 60 degree angle, like an equilateral triangle. So if we have the equilateral triangle of the lower chakras connecting with the equilateral triangle of the upper chakras, and then they meet at the heart and spin interdimensionally, this is the astrological configuration that we have right now. So what I'm perceiving and experiencing is that Spirit is creating a stargate right now for us to get aligned, and we're burning off, or hopefully burning off, the dross or the carbon. But we hear a lot about carbon footprints, right, with global warming. I'm going to make a distinction. We're burning off the carbon imprints in our physical bodies, because I have been, and other people were mentioning that they've been feeling some pains, and I wake up with pain in my body, and I feel perfectly fine when I'm up walking around during the day. So I feel that I'm burning off some carbon dross, so to speak, to move into this more purified crystalline state, and it's having to do with the reconfiguration of the water molecules. So that's why we have this grand trine in water. And as we move into the higher dimensions, the upper dimensions, it starts to spin. So first of all, I said we have that interface with the heart chakra. So now we can interface with dimensions beyond 3D. And then it starts spinning into, you add another plane, like a pyramid, a tetrahedron plane. So now you have four faces rather than the three, so it's another dimension, so you move into the fourth. Now you can move into the fifth dimension and beyond, and then it becomes the Merkaba. So we have the portal that's being created by the astrological, the way the stars are lined up, is we have the heart chakra spin, which is also called the Star of David, to the tetrahedron spin, which is just another plane, four sides, like a pyramid. So if you can imagine, it's four sides are spinning interdimensionally, and then it moves into the Merkaba, which is the sixth. So it's taking a step by the astrological, geometrical star configurations in the heavens that we're being affected by are lining up at this time, this summer, to be a stargate, to give us access to how to become crystalline beings that are galactic beings, co-creative interdimensional beings that are interfacing, are able to interface with the frequencies that allow us to have the expanded consciousness of galactic beings. So we're learning how to line up these dimensions, we're learning how to interface our consciousness with these higher dimensional beings. We could call them star beings. I could call the astrological configurations, the way the stars are lining up. I could say the star beings are lining up and holding the form. They're giving us the information of the form. They're reforming us. They're helping us to learn the reconfiguration that we need to learn to come out of the isolation of being hypnotized by being just 3D beings. And that's what I experienced. And I was talking to a friend of mine about trying to work out a certain situation about this workshop that I was going to do. It's a little bit of a drama story, but the point being is that the workshop didn't happen because we went into drama and we couldn't just get the collaborative geometric configuration that would flow. There was three of us. I was doing the workshop, but it was somebody else's space. There was three of us. We couldn't move into a harmonious geometric configuration called astrologically a trine or an equilateral triangle where the energy flowed equally between us. So we were all holding the configuration of the light. So it's not really so much. We've been so trained to think like, I have to achieve, I have to stand out, I have to be the star, you know, like in Hollywood. It's just constant in the news and the media what this star did, what that star did, what they named their baby, when the royal baby, Kate's royal baby, is going to be born. You know, everybody's so fixated on either watching the stars or being or striving to be a star, meaning if I'm a star, you can't be a star. But what this configuration is telling us is that who we are as co-creators is we're holding the form, we're holding the frequency of light that holds it for everybody. Everybody's in these higher dimensions is an equal participant. So, you know, I may be teaching some Kundalini yoga, but I'm holding a certain frequency, and I need, you know, in this specific trauma-drama case, is I need the person whose house it is where I'm holding the event to equally hold the geometric configuration, hold the pole, hold the piece of holding the space, you know, make the space available so I have some place to be, so people have some place to come. So there's, in these upper dimensions, what I'm saying is there's no greater or lesser than. Everybody's job, so to speak, is like equally important. So if you say, look at an equilateral triangle, is that side more important? Is that side more important? No. When they can learn how to correlate and synchronize now, that's when the spin starts to happen. And then when that integrity can be held, when they always talked about the 100th monkey, when there's enough correlation with the light being held, now we can sync up and spin with the planet. Now we create a spin, and this spin is increasing the more that we can synergize with each other and with these energies that are coming through. So we're learning how to spin through space together. There's no like individual, oh, I'm going to go be a co-creator with God by myself. You know, the whole paradigm of the holy person is going to go live in a cave by himself and, you know, remove himself from society and not relate to anybody else. That's, you know, that's the Piscean model. We're in the Aquarian age. So when people can really claim and understand the power of their own light, they can really understand, hey, just because I'm holding the space for the event and you're talking doesn't mean that I have any less light or any less importance. Because when we're, as they say, you know, a sacred vessel for the light, we just all want to feel the light. we want to feel the light. So if we're feeling the light, it's not going to really matter if I'm talking or if you're talking or, you know, it's just a question of kind of efficiency and who has what training and who has, can hold what piece of the light, and it can all change. You know, we can take turns. Okay, today I'm going to talk, tomorrow you talk. Today I'm going to, you know, chop wood and carry water, and tomorrow you're going to do that. So when we are empty vessels and we're all feel the frequency of the light and we're holding the vibration of the light, it's the crystalline structure in our bodies. It's the water. It's, we're, you know, technically mostly water. And so that's what's happening with this geometrical configuration, is it's the crystalline structure. The water is being restructured in our bodies. So that's why we have all these water signs right now. So it has to do with emotions and the way we connect with each other. So we can just think of the qualities of water, how it flows together, how it freezes up. You know, think of it in emotional terms, like, oh, I froze up, or I was afraid, or I got cold, or I was felt really, you know, passionate and exciting, and I talked a lot, you know. So we can gauge how we're holding the light by how we're feeling. We're flowing. We're feeling a lot of light in our bodies. We're doing work at night. We're doing the transmutation, and we're noticing where the energy's stuck, and we're archetyping, and we're taking on, you know, pain in our, for me, my legs, for, you know, being archetyping for the whole ability to walk together as a planet, as a consciousness into these higher dimensions. So, you know, that's what I'm really experiencing is happening right now, because this grand sextile of these water signs, as it morphs into three-dimensional and more dimensions, we're getting, what we're doing is we are owning our consciousness more and more. So our consciousness is expanding. So we're noticing, wow, you know, watching TV is really weird, you know. It's like my consciousness, it looks very flat. My consciousness has expanded beyond that. So, you know, things that maybe looked big, if I was a little kid and I was looking up at a grown-up, the grown-ups looked big. But now I'm a giant, you know, and I look at the people that, you know, looked big to me before, and they look small. So it's that type of thing. That's kind of the consciousness perspective that we're able to experience at this time. So this celestial configuration holds us in with the potential to make a quantum leap into the activation of all of our 10 light bodies, 11th again being mastery. So we need this activation to move into becoming who we truly are, which is our multidimensional beings, as we know. But the process of breaking out of the hypnosis of being, you know, taught to be linear, limited beings, and that's how we had to act to survive, to breaking out of that hypnosis, because it's such a heavy drug to be caught in this dimension where we really do have to have money to survive and pay bills and pay rent and buy food and, you know, however that shows up. It is a reality, and it's also a hypnosis that we need to break out of, that we're only three-dimensional beings. But we've been taught to, the way we have been taught to survive and make money is to be linear three-dimensional beings. So it's really scary. It's activating all kinds of thought forms and fears and dreams and images. It's like you had a mirror and you take a, you know, take something, a big stick, and you hit the mirror, and the mirror just shatters, and it breaks into 1,000 pieces. And, you know, a minute ago, you were looking at the mirror, and it was solid, and you know, we really thought, like, oh, 3D is solid. And then 3D is being shattered, and we're seeing that 3D is really liquid. So with all of these water signs, with all of this Cancer energy, we're seeing that dimensions are really much more fluid. And being a multidimensional being, we're really much more liquid than we have been taught that we are. So to move into more of a, morph into more of a relaxed, liquid state is what we're being asked to do. And as we do that, we throw off the limitations, the toxins of 3D, of the hypnosis. So this is actually considered to be a harmonious aspect in astrology, with the energy flowing easily between the planets. The energy flowing easily. So drama is like the energy's not flowing easily. You know, everybody's on their position, holding their position. So this is a really beautiful and elegant sacred geometrical configuration, which says, what is your gift? And holds that gift for us. So as interdimensional beings, we can now extend our gifts and share our gifts with a wider frequency range, with galactic beings, interdimensionally. We can link up because we are powerful, gifted beings, but we weren't taught to see ourselves that way. It's like, it doesn't really create high self-esteem when you're sitting in a classroom and you're having to memorize, you know, history from the basis of who won what war, you know, the whole patriarchal version of history. You know, we're not reading about the Greek goddesses and the Hindu goddesses, you know. Oh, well, I thought I'd like to learn about when I was a little girl. So let's just go ahead and take a breath and just feel that real liquid kind of morphing feeling that we can flow easily from through all these dimensions, and just know that we're interdimensional, multidimensional beings, and that's what we're claiming. And just think about and just feel into, what does it feel like to be, have a multidimensional, you know, first body, soul body? What does it feel like to have a multidimensional mind, negative, positive, neutral mind? So what if my mind is spinning and accessing light in every moment? What does that feel like? How do I interface interdimensionally? So the water is the energy that holds life together, and it's the tetrahedron. Remember the fourth? So we did the three, and then the fourth. The tetrahedron's the fourth plane, the pyramid. So this is the geometrical form that bonds and holds atoms, particles, and molecules together. So they, you know, it's said that the universe is made of love, and love makes the world go round. That it's love. Love is the glue that holds the universe together. So all the way down to the nanoparticles, and all the way up to the biggest particles, everything's a tetrahedron shape. So this is the basis of the formation of the universe. So this is what we're being asked to feel, claim into, move into the crystalline, move into that multidimensional structure in our bodies, in our consciousness, in everything. It has four vertexes and six edges. And in this form, there's no inside and there's no outside. The form is a complete energy package. It's complete unto itself. So we have that consciousness. We're able to hold our individual consciousness and interface with universal consciousness. So we're able to hold our form and interface as an equal with these higher dimensions. That's the whole, so to speak, crux of the matter. We're able to hold our individual form. We can do our part, you know, hold our peace and interface. Okay, that's a lot to think about. Let's just go ahead and deep breathe in and out. Okay, there we go. We're going to just, we've been chanting the Ekankar Satnam. We're going to continue with that this week also to move into the oneness.
Guru, Ekankar
Opening up the portal for mortals, undo infinity, heart chakra, upper and lower triangle, Star of David, tetrahedron, and the Merkaba. Those are the three gates. Star of David, heart chakra, tetrahedron, pyramid, Merkaba, six-sided, to the 11th dimension, where we live at home in our mastery with the masters. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Yogi Bhajan smiling. He says, good, well done. He's just giving us lots of compassion and empathy. Same. He's just asking us to love ourselves. And I almost have tears in my eyes. Same. You're doing really great, and don't be hard on yourself. And it's getting better. Thank you. I'm just feeling all this love pouring down from the divine right now. Thank you, everybody. So if anybody would like to comment or speak or say something, a couple minutes left. Take as much time as we need, but just feeling the power of the portal. I'm feeling the power of the portal at this moment.
What I felt is the power of spinning. There's so much energy around me, just spinning all over the place. In this meditation, it was very powerful on my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful that I have a headache.
Oh, wow. Nice. Drink some water. Great. Yeah, I'm feeling that. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I hope these 3D continue to crumble.
I know. Definitely. It is. It is.
I feel the weight of it in my heart chakra. Just like it's just sitting there, spinning.
Uh-huh. Spinning in your heart chakra?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just keep spinning. And I'll be connecting in the portal. The ever-spinning portal. We'll just complete this portion of our program for a minute and know that we're all together and keep going. And our master's here with us saying that, you know, he'll be working with us also this week.
Thank you. We need the help we can get.
Exactly. All right. I'll talk to everybody soon.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.